Cuomo has lost 20 points in popularity among New Yorkers since 2011, his first year in office. Then, nearly three-quarters of people in the state backed him. Since spring, though, around 50% of New Yorkers have a favorable view of Cuomo overall, and only around 40% think he's doing a good job in office, says Steve Greenberg with the Siena College Research Institute.
What we've seen over the last several months is that his favorability number hovers around 50. His unfavorable number hovers in the low to mid 40s. Yes, I think what we've seen is that Cuomo, after nearly 5 years in office, has hit a new plateau.
The numbers have remained mired despite overall popularity for two of the governor's signature programs, gun control, also known as the SAFE Act, and raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour, says Greenberg.
Voters agree with the governor on many key issues. For example, minimum wage. Right now, 62% of voters support the governor's plan to raise the minimum wage to $15. The SAFE Act, a strong majority for nearly 3 years now, has supported the SAFE Act and supported the governor's position on the SAFE Act. Despite that, despite the fact that he's calling for increased infrastructure spending, which voters strongly support, despite all of that, the voters are not happy with the job that Governor Cuomo is doing as governor right now.
But there are other topics that unsettle New Yorkers, including ongoing controversy over the implementation of the Common Core learning standards, uneasiness over the economy, and concerns about corruption in a year where the two leaders of the legislature were arrested and faced trial in November. Cuomo has not been accused of any wrongdoing. The Education Department is not under control of the governor, though Cuomo has inserted himself into arguments with the state's teachers' unions. New York's economy has been slowly improving, and the governor is giving away another $1.5 billion in economic development funds to three upstate regions who win an ongoing competition. But Greenberg says Cuomo is the best-known political figure in New York and bears the brunt of any public dissatisfaction.
It's sort of like the manager of a baseball team. Sometimes the manager gets credit when he doesn't deserve it. Sometimes the manager gets blame when he doesn't deserve it. And that's true of elected officials as well, particularly chief executives.
The poll also asked voters what they think of Senator Chuck Schumer, who's been in office since 1999. It found that around 60% of New Yorkers still like Schumer, and around half are ready to reelect him to a fourth term in 2016. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.